A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Ksubas Pei Dalet, Ksubas 84a, pagination is 167, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. We mentioned in a previous session the concept of Shibuda Dereb Nasan, which is that even if the money is not directly owed to a person, it is possible for him to be an interested party if not the person we're talking about owes him the money, but if he owes money to somebody and that somebody owes money to the person, then it would also be a connection and an interest that would be recognized. So that, for example, if Mr. A owes money to Mr. B owes to Mr. C, then Mr. A's assets become an interest even to Mr. C. And in Talmudic literature, it's called Afuche Matros Alamali. Why do I have to do the packages from one person to the other? I could just as well go direct and recognize that not only is the $100 going from A to B and then from B to C, but it could just as well go from A directly to C. That concept of interest is understood to mean that the assets which would end up coming to C, no matter where they are already something that he has either a lien or interest in. So that if B's money is by A and B owes me money, then that money becomes of my interest. Likewise, if A, who owes money to B, is liquidating his assets and he won't be able to pay up that debt that he owes to B, then it is in Mr. C's interest to notify Besdin and say something's wrong here and notify the buyers that they're selling land that has a lien against it and which he wants to be able to collect from. This concept that the assets, wherever they may be, are of interest to me, is a great segue into this Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Misha Meis, a person dies, v'iniach isha ubalchov v'yorshim, and he leaves different people, categories of people that are interested in collecting from the estate. His wife wants the ksuba. People who loaned him money want to get paid, and the inheritors want to inherit the property. And what happened over here was he had an item of collateral, or he loaned money to somebody which is payable, and that asset is out of the estate boundaries, so to speak, but it is owed to the estate, and by extension, all of these people who are owed money from the deceased have a claim of sorts on all of these assets, and they want to get paid. So the person who owes the money is honest, he's coming to pay, and he asks Besdin, what would you like me to do with the money? Rabbi Tarfon says, Yinasnu lekoshal shabohen, it should be given to the weakest among the people who are claiming money. You're doing him a favor because he's owed money and he really wants to be able to collect, but he has a weakness of sorts. It's not going to be easy for him to collect. So if you can just give him this money before you hand it in to the inheritors, at which point people are going to have to make oaths and they're going to have to go to Besdin to collect it. It's not a simple thing. So if you can just hand it off to the person who's considered weakest, you're doing him a very nice favor. How do you define who is weakest? So the Gemara discusses one approach is lekoshal shebaraya, the person whose document is most recent, and he's not going to be able to collect, he won't have his lien affecting the earlier sales, and he's in the weakest position. So give him the cash that's available, and he'll be able to collect because he doesn't have a whole lot of leverage. Another approach is l'ksubas isha. You would give it to the woman to pay up her ksuba, and the reason she's being described as the weakest is because the women in their society did not typically keep track of the different properties, and she was not in a position to be able to collect and be savvy in collecting, and therefore she was considered koshel according to this approach, and you would give the money according to Reb Tarfon to that person who is in a weak position. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, in Merachmin Bedin, there's no room for mercy in the judgment. And if they ask Bezdin, where should I put the money? Ela yinasnu liyarshim. You have to just give it to the inheritors. Shekulam tzurichim shivua ve'in a yarshim tzurichim shivua. Because everybody who wants to extract money from the estate has to make an oath. But the inheritors don't. They are the default position. And Rabbi Akiva says you have to leave the money in the default position and just give it to the inheritors. I understand you want to do these different people favors. You want to be kind. You want to be helpful. But you're really not in that position to do that. You give it to the estate. That's where the money belongs. And anybody who wants to collect will collect from there. In a similar approach, the second part of the Mishnah gives the example of hiniach peros telusha min hakarka. If there were fruit detached from the ground, so they're metaltel, immovable objects, kolakodem behem zocha bohen. Anybody who has a claim against the estate, against the deceased, can grab his claim, and that's the way it is. That property, that movable object, he would be able to claim if he's indeed owed that money. What happened was, Zachsa Isha Yosa Miksubasa. The woman grabbed, but she ended up taking more than her ksuba entitled her to. It's an extra $100. She took the fruit, took it to the market, sold it, and she realizes she took a drop more than she was supposed to, or a lot more than she was supposed to. Ubalchov Yosa Alchova. Or, for example, a person was owed money in a debt, and he collected from the movable objects and realized that he took more and he wants to return. So now there is cash, there is asset available to be placed wherever is appropriate to pay up the debts of the deceased. Hamosar, what do you do with the extra? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, again, Rabbi Tarfon rules, Yinasnu l'koshel shebohen, you give it to the weakest, however we define weakest. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ei merachamim bedin. Rabbi Akiva once again says, there's no room for mercy over here. You don't start finding who's most appropriate to give this freebie cash to. Of course, the person is owed the money, but in hierarchy, who's entitled more to get the money earlier or whatever, you have to give it to the inheritors. Same reason as we mentioned before, shekulam tzurichim shivua, because everybody would need to make an oath to extract money from the estate, v'ena yarshim tzurichim shivua, but the inheritors don't have to make an oath, and that's because they are the default. They get their father's assets. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, that's where the assets should be placed, because that is where they belong. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.